Welcome to the Learning Exchange, where L&D and HR professionals can dig deep into the ever-changing landscape of online learning and talent development. Each episode, we'll explore innovations in learning and discuss best practices with special guests from inside and outside the learning world. L&D is evolving, and the Learning Exchange is here to help you keep pace.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Learning Exchange. For today's discussion, I want to focus on valuing diversity in perspectives. Now, there's a lot of different ways that we can go in the conversation when we start talking about valuing diversity. There's a lot of open discussion, thankfully, in the world today about valuing people, perspectives, and diversity. I'm also in the spirit of inclusion and building equitable relationships. For our conversation today, I'm really focusing on that valuing diversity and perspectives and opinion. And what I mean by that is really actively seeking to learn from others by way of seeking out conversations and people and content that will help to challenge our own ideas, our own thoughts, and in some cases, even the rules that we put in place for ourselves. I think there's a ton of benefit when we can step outside of what we know, step outside of what we are comfortable with, and enable others to shed light on different perspectives that can help us to broaden how we think, how we view, whatever the problem is or whatever the situation is at hand. It's not always something that's easy to do. It is not something that is always going to be comfortable for people. But it is beneficial. And I can speak from my own personal experience in my career. I think this particular skill has been one of the most valuable and beneficial things that I've ever been able to tap into. It took me a while to get there. It took me a lot of time to really understand how to control my defense mechanisms, how to let my guard down, how to create a space that's safe for other people to feel like they can contribute something that might be in conflict with my own ideas. But it has certainly served me well. So are you open to feedback? Are you open to new perspectives? I ask that question very specifically because I think there is a difference that we have to understand. You might say, yep, I'm in learning and development, and we are constantly seeking feedback. We have an opportunity for people to give us feedback at the end of the training session. Feedback and valuing different perspectives are two very different concepts. To me, when I hear I'm open for feedback, I value feedback, what that implies is that I am creating a mechanism for you to tell me what you think. There's often not a lot of guardrails. And when people think about feedback, we're sort of programmed to think in terms of giving you polite feedback, giving you feedback that may be constructive, but I'm going to stay in a very narrow box. I'm going to try and not attack. I'm going to try and not go too far outside of what you've put in front of me and instead just critique what's there. When we shift our mind to really valuing different perspectives, what this to me implies is that I'm really open to understand the world through other people's experiences in a very different way. I am open to challenging what I think. I'm open to challenging what I know. And at the end of the day, I have only lived in my world. I have only lived in myself, so I have my experiences to draw on for kind of building my perspective. But I don't know what your experiences are. I don't know what anyone else's experiences are because I don't live in their experiences. But I should be open to benefit from a discussion where we can share experiences and really understand the differences. So, you know, how does this look in practice? Well, I think whether we're talking about a meeting, whether we're talking about starting a project, like building a new learning program or implementing a new process or a new tool, I think it all starts and ends by really identifying who our stakeholders are. Now, for the learning and development professionals listening in, you might be saying, yep, we do this as part of our analysis. We get ready to build a new program and we figure out who are our stakeholders. And within those stakeholder groups, we sort of slice into who's going to consume, who's really driving the subject matter expertise, and who from the business is really the sponsor. Where does this fit in from a strategy perspective? But I think we have to go more broad. We have to think about who is going to directly consume the thing. So if we're in a meeting, the people directly consuming the contents of the meeting are going to be the people in the room. If we think about a learning experience, the people who are going to consume the thing that we're creating are employees, right? So that piece is pretty easy, but then we have to go a step further. So think about who are the people responsible for those that are going to consume what we're doing. So now we kind of expand that to this next ring of people. So it is now the managers of the people who are going to consume the learning. Maybe it's the managers or it's the other business partners of people who are in the meeting. I always try to think to myself when I'm having a conversation, what do you need in context of this conversation? And then what might other people need from you as you go away from this conversation? So it's thinking about kind of the needs of the stakeholders, and their stakeholders. I also think we have to think about who might be maybe not so obvious that we should consider to always include in our stakeholder. And, you know, when I think about the obvious matches, I've just talked about a lot of them. It's the people who are familiar with the content. It's the people who might be advocates. It's the people who are engaged. It's people who are maybe motivated to contribute, and people who are directly in the path of whatever the topic is that we might be discussing. But you get a lot of input from those people because at the end of the day, they're the ones with a lot of knowledge and perspective, and we want to make sure that we're doing a good job. We want to make sure that we are providing something that is logical, something that's factual, something that is designed to meet the problem or objective at hand. It's, I think, expected from most people that we will have representation from this obvious crowd of stakeholders in any effort that we take on. It sort of serves as a validation to people when they go, oh yeah, so they're talking about insert topic here, whether it's they're talking about food safety. So I feel like it's maybe validation to the conversation and to the output from the conversation if they've got an expert on that topic in the room. But I think oftentimes we stop right there. We kind of go to that place and we stop because it's easy, maybe it's just faster. But time and time again, I find when I stop short, when I stop with the people who are expected, kind of the obvious choices for input, for perspectives, I find more challenges ahead. I find maybe there are obstacles that we didn't explore because we all thought the same things. And because we all thought the same things, we didn't think about, right, the things we didn't think about. So if we all have the same experiences, we all have the same perspective, we're going to build a lot of really good stuff, really good experiences for people who also have the same or similar perspectives. But what about everybody else? So for that reason, I think we have to also not be afraid to go seek out perspectives and input from people who might be in conflict with my own perspective. Maybe I go out and find people that have zero point of relation, zero experience or exposure to the topic or the initiative. Get a very fresh perspective. Sometimes it's all about finding people who might be uninformed or even just people that bring a very different skill set, which might not seem like it can offer value. So look at my model persona, if you will, for a second, and then go to the opposite of that. What kind of value can you get when we go outside of the traditional lines? It's been my experience that the possibilities are limitless for a lot of reasons. But, you know, I think if I find the naysayers, if I find those who have no point of relation for what I'm about to engage in, it gives me a very real perspective. I may be too close to the topic, I may be too informed on the topic, and I may make some assumptions that are grossly underrepresenting my audience. I may expect everybody's going to start on step C because A and B are kind of obvious, and why should we waste time on those pieces? If I start getting more broad perspectives, I can start to understand why people maybe aren't where I think they are, or why they may need me to position something different. Have you ever been in a meeting? And this is usually where I see the concept play out, and I can kind of catch myself and be able to course correct. Have you ever been in a meeting? Maybe it's a training class. Maybe it's just a standard business meeting. You have that conversation, and you open the floor for questions or ideas, or feedback. And you get this one contributor who throws something out that is clearly intended to be either a joke or intended to be, you know, funny. Maybe the person's a little punchy. Maybe they feel like they would be very sarcastic. But for whatever reason, an idea or a question or a point of feedback that's tossed out that seems like it is completely absurd, very silly to the room. I feel like we've all been in that situation. But have you ever been in that situation where the response was actually to nurture that conversation? Instead of going, ha, 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 yeah, 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 that's a stupid idea. Have you ever seen what happens when you turn the conversation around and say, tell me more about that? Why did you think that? Not in an attacking way, not in a way where they have to defend it, but really just in a way where we're encouraging them to share. What I have found is that anytime I can do that, what ends up happening is the whole room changes. The tone of the room, the energy in the room changes. Because we've gone and tried to create a safe space to explore the conversation. And yeah, that person tossed out something that was ridiculous. Why would they say that? But when we meet that with a compassion, with a healthy desire to explore, what starts to happen is it signals to everybody else involved, So maybe there are no stupid questions. Maybe the thing that I'm just thinking and hoping somebody else says, maybe they're not going to say it, but it's okay. I feel safe. I can say it. In more cases than not, what I see happen when you create that safety, kind of that feeling of safe, you'll have somebody else go to the opposite end of the spectrum. Oh, well, he tossed out that idea and got a warm reception. Let me see how far I can push it. Somebody go to the other end of the spectrum and toss out something that I think is the most absurd. Maybe the first example, the feedback was something that was looking to get us zero cost, zero effort, minimum impact from a resources perspective. And the other idea that was tossed out might be truly outlandish in that there's no way we can afford to go down that path. We don't have that many resources. We don't have that much money. We don't have that much time. But when we get into the conversation, we start to explore. What happens is we now created a dialogue. We now have two very different perspectives that we're navigating. And through that, we're able to identify some common ground. We're able to find a path to alignment. We're able to find a path to perhaps where our perspectives might be able to converge. You know, you can also, just as a fair warning, you can run into some, let's say, volatile territory. Not everybody's going to have a healthy appreciation for being open to challenging what we know, what we think, what we feel, what we believe. You're going to have some individuals in your journey that will always approach things very cynically, showing up. This is my stance. This is my belief. This is my contribution. It is what it is. I'm not changing. And that's okay. It is okay because it gives us an opportunity to demonstrate and lead by example what it looks like to embrace the perspectives, to show compassion, and to try and open a dialogue. I think a lot of times it can be very easy for people just to hear something that's challenging and shut down, or, right, like, I don't have the time to go through that conversation again. It's going to take so long. But if we can lead by example, if we can show what it looks like to open the conversation, it starts to change, right? It starts to set an expectation if you're involved in the conversation. Maybe you're an advocate, you're an ally to any perspective, any person in the conversation, and you're going to be there to really facilitate a healthy discussion. I think, you know, a lot of times people feel like, oh, well, I've got a stupid question, stupid idea. I just didn't say that thing because I didn't think anybody was really going to appreciate it. We should help encourage people to get out of that mindset, because it's when we all start sharing our perspectives that we actually start to gain shared understanding. If I never knew that your experience contained X, Y, or Z, and I never knew that you had a perspective from those experiences, right? I don't know what I don't know. So perhaps inviting people to share these things, to share different perspectives, and really demonstrating what it looks like to value that, can make a big difference. Lastly, I think, you know, as I reflect on my own journey, as I reflect on facilitating the conversations and really striving to value diversity and perspectives and diversity and experiences in all interactions, I found that it's also given me a pretty interesting set of skills to draw from that go way beyond. So, you know, I have picked up along the way the ability to facilitate meetings, the ability to facilitate learning sessions, and really just tapping into some communication skills. I can kind of weave in and out. I can hear things that help me understand your perspective, maybe your emotional state, maybe your attitude, and I can use that to navigate so that we avoid explosions and we try and have harmonious and peaceful discussion. I've also picked up a healthy amount of skills on how to deal with difficult conversations, how to deal with whether it's a difficult guest, a difficult customer, a difficult coworker, a difficult employee conversation. Being able to value the perspectives really helps you step outside what you may have been programmed for. It helps you to step outside the standard convention and really think, okay, I feel like something's bubbling up and I feel like I might need to get defensive, but let me stifle that for a second and really hear this person out. Let me understand where they're coming from. Let me understand their wants, their needs, their right, the things that they're carrying, so I can really be an effective partner in this interaction, in this conversation. I've also found that this particular experience of really pushing and trying to seek out other perspectives, trying to challenge the things that I know, the things that I've learned, to make sure that I'm always thinking outside my own bubble, has also led me to be very successful in leading, whether it's leading with or without direct authority. There is the ability to influence and to lead with influence. When you can create a safe space, when you can create an experience that leaves people feeling confident that you're really trying to represent the entire population, the entire collective of experiences and perspectives. And that goes a long way toward building teams, toward building trust in an organization, toward really building a community. So I challenge you to really find opportunities to seek out opinions, seek out perspectives that are very different than your own. pick an upcoming project, maybe an upcoming learning program that you're building, and really try to bring a very diverse group of individuals together as your base for feedback, as your base for collaboration. Look for people who check the boxes, kind of the obvious person to engage with, so people that have expertise in the thing or the area that you're exploring, people that may have a similar perspective to you, people that might even have a similar experience to you, even if they have different perspective. But then go really, really full force and look for the people who go completely opposite to that, so that you've got a well-rounded perspective. Because when people feel like their voice is represented, they are more likely to engage in all interactions with an open heart and open mind. And that's how we live. That's how we do it.